Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, I appreciate it once again this week, and happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you as well, Mr. Mayor. So the first question I'm going to start off with is something we did talk about yesterday. What's the latest on Good Samaritan Medical Center?
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, I attended a Mass Nurses rally recently with 1199 SEIU as well. So, I've been assured that Good Sam is not closing. Thank God. We need that hospital on the west side, which is really a regional hospital, right? It's trauma, cardiac, and stroke care. So I do expect at some point that it would be acquired. And, I'm just advocating that nobody loses jobs and there's no critical care shortage. And, you know, it's all hands on deck right now. And I took a tour recently with both U.S. Senator Mark and Congressman Lynch. And I will say Matt Heskett, the CEO over Good Sam, has been phenomenal to work with since I've been mayor. So we will continue to advocate to keep the hospital up and running and make sure that the quality care is provided.
And, of course, that leads me to the question about the other hospital, Brockton Hospital.
Yeah, so I have a call today, a little after 2 o'clock. I have a Zoom with a check-in with Bob Haffey, the CEO over there as well. So, we had hoped that it would be, open early summer. It looks like it's probably going to be kicked until late July or potentially early August. So good news is it will be opening in short order, but bad news, it just doesn't open as quick as we were hoping. But once it opens, it's truly going to be a game changer. It's going to alleviate a lot of the stress, not just on Good Sam, but also on South Shore down in Weymouth. And I think the silver lining, to be honest with you, Dan, is that they've been able to do things within the last year since the hospital shut down. A new mental behavioral health wing has been created, and as a result of COVID, that's a dire need. So we will continue to work with Mr. Haffey and Signature folks, but I'm excited to hear his update today, and I know it will be open sometime this summer.
So that then leads me to the schools. First off, what's the latest with the budget?
We had a wonderful first initial meeting the other night. We had to have a special school committee meeting. As chair, I called it. We weren't able to have it at Brockton High because, of course, the wonderful award-winning drama club is practicing for their musical, The Wedding Singer, and I hope people check that out. It's going to be awesome. But we had a meeting at the GAR room, which is here at City Hall, and we started going over the budget process with the city CFO, Troy Clarkson, Dr. Cobbs, the acting superintendent, and Trish Boyer, who's the acting CFO on the school side, and also Mr. Plant, TJ Plant. You've heard that name, Open Architects, which is a consulting firm. So the seven school committee members and myself started vetting it out, and we will be having hearings. Council President Moses Rodriguez will be calling the budget the week of the 17th. Of course, we'll take off Juneteenth for the national holiday, but it's all hands on deck right now, and I keep saying that, but I mean that. We need to collaborate. I've had wonderful meetings this week with the delegation, the three reps and the senator, and all of the city councils and school committee members, and also the state folks have been working with us. So the budget hopefully will be squared away in short order. Legally, we have to have it passed by the end of the fiscal year, which is June 30th, to kick off the fiscal 25, which will be July 1.
And I also wanted to ask about violence in the schools.
Yeah, I mean, Principal McCaskill, Kevin McCaskill, has been really an unbelievable addition to the Brockton High School staff and the leadership over there. And the violence that was, running at a higher pace has decreased, thankfully. We're still having a little bit of some incidents at times, but we have our school police resource offices there. With Chief Brenda Perez from Brockton PD has regular meetings up there. And one thing that I asked as chair of the school committee, Dan, is to have a standing agenda item, a school safety agenda item. So we have a police report to us, school police, Brockton police, Kevin McCaskill, the principal, every school committee meeting. So we'll be meeting again next Tuesday. I know Chief Brenda Perez is coming before us to give us an update. The DESE folks are kind enough to pay for that school safety audit led by the former Boston Police Chief Commissioner, Ed Davis, and his team. So, safety's paramount as a dad of three kids. When you send your kids to school, you want them to be safe, and you want it to be, in a manner that really promotes educational excellence. And so we will continue to shepherd that for Brockton Public Schools.
Now, speaking of schools, we've seen in a lot of cities that host universities, there has been some unrest, and, of course, Brockton does host a college within the city, so are there any concerns or issues right now that you're worried about in regard to that?
No, I mean, we have a wonderful Massasoit Community College here in the city of Brockton. We have neighboring colleges, Stonehill over in Easton, Bridgewater State, of course, and Curry College in Milton. So, from my perspective, safety has to be paramount. We have wonderful leadership. We have President Clark, Father Denning, You know, we've just lost the president. Ray DePasquale passed away untimely, but Bill Mitchell is filling in. We really have a group of folks that care about education, and safety is paramount as well. So, you know, they have their own school safety patrols on campus. And here we are always within the city of Brockton, making sure that our residents, our business owners, and our visitors are safe. So we will continue to work and make sure that that mantra is reached. And, you know, I every single day, I'm thankful for the men and women that protect and serve us.
Now, speaking of Massasoit, recently there was, just the other day, a Corey-friendly job fair.
Yeah, just yesterday. And I want to thank them for hosting. We've done it before at the War Memorial. We are supporting Corey-friendly job fairs here in Brockton, provide opportunities for people that you know, may want to go into the trades or are looking for just an opportunity that maybe in the past they weren't able to get. So it was packed yesterday. John Messia from my office, Director of Constituent Services, was over there. And I want to thank the Plymouth County Sheriff, Joe McDonald, and also D.A. Tim Cruz. They always support it. They're always there. And then the Kraft family, Bob Kraft and his family, that, of course, owns the New England Patriots. They're always there to support it as well. So we'll continue to do that as long as I'm mayor of the City of Champions.
Now, also, speaking of the city, on the city's webpage, you now have a climate resilience webpage?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we have to look at everything, right? And we're looking at making sure that we harness the sun and we, you know, we use wind technology and, you know, anything that's going to be environmentally friendly. And we are working right now to get some feedback from the community. You know, we are planting, we just planted last Friday another tree for Arbor Day. So, you know, it's all hands on deck. The Wildlands Trust has been phenomenal up at DW, Fields Park, and you know, the ARPA money, as we've talked about last week, a lot of that money is going to be used to reimagine our parks throughout the city of Brockton. So climate control and energy efficiency is paramount, not just in Brockton and not just in the Commonwealth, but in the nation and in the world. So, you know, anything we can do for our part, Keep Brockton Beautiful Day is coming up to keep the community clean. You know, that's going to be the 17th of May. So I will continue to work with the experts, and I'm not one in terms of climate, but, you know, recycling is paramount, and I initiated that when I became mayor at City Hall, and we're going to continue to do our part.
Now, speaking of trees, Mr. Mayor, the city was named a Tree City USA?
We were, 2 years in a row. It started last year. We got that designation. It was really something to be proud of, and we got it again this year. So, you know, we are definitely looking to continue to green the city, beautify the city. DCR in the past had a program in the core of the city up in Ward 2 as well to do free trees. And I think they planted close to 1,800 trees, and it was free to residents and within the city. You know, if you go to South Middle School, at the baseball field, there's quite a few trees here at City Hall as well. So, you know, I'm hoping to get designated again next year, the third year in a row. But, you know, we are we're really proud of you know, you know, we're a city, but we also have a little bit of the country still left here in the city of Brockton.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, we're going to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you as well. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.